I'm Shelley Pfeiffer-Richardson, and I am here today to speak about Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support Charity. In 2022, my life got turned upside down with a cancer diagnosis, and I had no idea what to do, where to go, until a friend of mine mentioned about ALCS, as we lovingly refer to it, and suggested I go to one of the drop-ins. And it has just been, for the past 14 months, an absolute lifesaver for me. I started coming up to the Monday afternoon drop-in centre. I was a bit wary at first because I've always associated cancer as an old person's disease, and I was pretty much the youngest one there, but I was welcomed with love, support. I didn't have to say anything unless I wanted to, and I felt safe. I felt like I was with people that fully understood what was happening to me. And I was offered counselling, I was offered acupuncture, which has been just truly amazing, particularly when you're suffering with pain day in and day out. You turn up here and you're welcome with open arms, and that's the best way of describing it. For the first few months after diagnosis, I had my surgery. And then once I was deemed okay enough, I started my first of 6 rounds of chemotherapy. I think I tried to block everything out. I just wanted to get through. I didn't really want to deal with what was happening. I was pretending that it wasn't real, which helped for a little while. But I started coming up more to the drop-ins, and everyone was just so wonderful, and I've made so many friends, and we've supported each other through, and they made me realise that it was okay. It was okay to cry. It was okay to feel angry. It was okay to just not want to do it anymore, just be like, I'm giving up. I don't want this. It's too much. There was no judgment. And during chemotherapy, they had some wonderful art lessons. It was called Making a Mark, and that's what we did. And I was trying to process what was happening to me with a paintbrush. And it was just a few hours of not having to worry, not having to take medication, and to just be with a group of people that truly understood that if I just wanted to keep my head down, then that was okay. I think one of the biggest comforts of coming to ALCS was you could drop your mask, you could cry, you could feel angry, and for the hour or two that you were here, it was okay because you didn't have to protect your children, your family. You didn't have to pretend that you were strong all the time. Here at ALCS, you had permission to just stop. During my chemotherapy, there was a point when the side effects were getting too much for me that I genuinely thought about stopping completely. And I remember coming up to one of the drop-ins and speaking to some people here, and they talked me through it all, and they said, obviously, if you want to stop, that's your prerogative. But they made me realise that I needed to carry on. I needed to carry on for my son and my family. And it gave me the strength to go back in again, because I knew that once I've had my next round, I could simply, once I was able to actually get off the sofa, I knew that I could come up and see the faces that I saw every week that kept me going. And then I could cry. And then I could start again. And that's what I needed. I needed ALCS, and they were there for me.